USA Radio News.
The U.S. is prepared to impose export controls on critical sectors of the Russian economy if Russian President Vladimir Putin invades Ukraine. President Joe Biden also discussed the 8,500 troops that are on high alert.
We have a sacred obligation, Article 5 obligation, to our NATO allies. If, in fact, we continued to build up and or was to move, we would be reinforcing those troops. No reason for anyone, any member of NATO, to worry whether or not NATO would come to their defense.
Various uncertainties are leading investors to sell stocks. The S&P 500 has dropped nearly 10% from its record set on the first trading day of the year, the biggest setback for Wall Street since its collapse during the start of the pandemic. The U.S. Central Bank is moving away from its easy money policies and preparing to raise interest rates. This is USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. Two baths, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A judge granted a stay in an appeal over mask mandates in New York, keeping the rule in effect during the legal process, according to the state attorney general. On Monday, a judge had struck down the state's mask mandate 1 week before it was due to expire. The state attorney general filed a motion to stay the ruling to put it on hold while the state filed a formal appeal. Pfizer and BioNTech announced Tuesday they would test an Omicron-specific vaccine candidate in healthy adults ages 18 to 55. The company said there would be three trials examining different regimens of the current Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine for an Omicron-based vaccine. Health officials have described the Omicron variant as fast-spreading, but with less severe symptoms. Pencils down, so to speak. The SAT exam will move to a digital format. Administrators announced Tuesday test takers will now be allowed to use their own laptops or tablets. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
A study is in the books regarding COVID-19 and natural immunity.
Natural immunity to COVID-19 was far more effective against the Delta variant than vaccines alone, according to a recent CDC study. The study looked at COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations in California and New York between May and November of 2021, determining that numbers were highest among unvaccinated people who hadn't been previously diagnosed with the virus. By the week of October 3rd, the study said case rates were 29 times lower for unvaccinated Californians with a previous diagnosis. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The U.S. Coast Guard is continuing its search Tuesday night for 39 people missing for several days after a boat believed to be used for human smuggling capsized off Florida's coast en route from the Bahamas. The Maritime Security Agency tweeted that a Good Samaritan called the Coast Guard early Tuesday after rescuing a man clinging to the boat 45 miles east of Fort Pierce. The man said he was part of a group of people who left an island in the Bahamas on Saturday night. He said the boat capsized in severe weather. Sean Payton, coach for the New Orleans Saints, is retiring. Payton informed the team on Tuesday he's leaving his first and only NFL coaching job. The Saints won the NFL title in 2009. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.